Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, one more time, happy holidays to everyone. Happy Easter if you celebrate that. Happy Passover if you celebrate that. And happy opening day today if your calendar is divided into two halves, winter and baseball season. And for this opening day, WNYC archivist extraordinaire Andy Lancet went through the station's entire audio library and unearthed some true baseball gems. Thought you might like to hear this one. This is a clip from 1966 of Casey Stengel, who had been the Yankees manager for a long time, and then he was the Mets' first manager, and he was pretty old at the time, and he was thanking the tremendous fans for all their support in the team's first year of existence. The Mets are dedicating a gate at Citi Field in honor of Casey Stengel on opening day today, so here he is from 1966.
I want to thank everybody that did something for me and the tremendous fans, that I never was hurt where I was laid up too long, that thought so much and went over to New York City and turned for the New York Mets and our organization. In the last 2 years, we turned to the public, and we appreciate every girls group, every boys group, and every poem and every song, and also the attendance, and keep going to see the Mets.
All right, Casey Stengel, who knew how to get a laugh as well as get a hit. Casey Stengel from the WNYC Audio Archives. At least get a hit out of his players. He wasn't that hot as a batter himself in his short major league career. But if you want to hear more great baseball clips from WNYC, including audio of Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and that famous Russ Hodges call, "The Giants win the pennant," go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. There's a link there at the top of the page for this today. And here's wishing all you baseball fans a tremendous opening day.
You got the email. You got the web browsing, music, video. You can shield your eyes from the sun. And just look how quickly it makes delicious salsa.
How many of you saw that? Stephen Colbert using the edge of his brand new iPad to chop up peppers and onions for his delicious salsa. And that may not exactly be what Steve Jobs intended his latest gadget to be used for. But the point is, with the iPad launch this past Saturday, the rush is on to provide early reviews and discover just what Apple's new tablet device can or cannot do. So early adopters, we're going to take our last 10 minutes for a little call-in for you. Did you stand outside an Apple store on Saturday to get your hands on one of the very first iPads, or even pre-order it online and wait anxiously by the mailbox for it to arrive? Call in with your early adopter report. Stephen Colbert, if you're listening, call in and tell us how that salsa turned out. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And while your calls are coming in, we are joined by Farhad Manju, who writes about tech and other things for Slate, and WNYC's Jim Colgan, who is the web director for The Takeaway. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Brian. How's it going?
Hi, Farhad.
Hi.
So, Farhad, when did you get your iPad?
I got it Saturday morning here in San Francisco, and I've been using it pretty much nonstop ever since, other than when I had to write about it. But pretty much I've been playing with it all the time.
How many hours of sleep did you get the last two nights?
I got a good amount of sleep, but I will tell you that it aided in my sleeping, because I normally read the web or read a book or something before I go to bed, and I did so on my iPad this time.
Do you love it?
I think it's pretty good. I think that there are some shortcomings, some limitations, but overall, I give it, let's say, an A minus.
And I read your piece on Slate where you, seem to be a kind of conflicted early adopter. You acknowledge the obvious idiocy of buying an expensive, these are your words, obvious idiocy of buying an expensive, potentially buggy, first-generation device that none of us had even had a chance to touch, unquote. And yet you did just that. Obviously, you work in the business, but is there like a best thing and a worst thing so far?
So I think the best thing about it is that if you sort of consume a lot of media, if you read the web a lot, if you watch a lot of videos, if you read a lot of books, this is kind of the perfect device for you. The worst thing is that it's not an all-purpose device, but I don't think that Apple means it to be an all-purpose device. Especially, you can't get much done. You can't do very much work on it, although Apple has some apps for you to be able to try to do so. But I think it's mainly used for kind of sitting back, consuming media. And for that, it's tremendous. I think it's better than a laptop, better than a phone, and kind of fits that purpose very well. I think that some people sort of might have gotten the impression that this might be a replacement for a laptop or some kind of entry-level computer, and I don't think it's that. I think it's mainly used, it will be used to kind of have fun rather than do anything useful.
So, Jim Colgan, you excitedly went out to your local Apple store. You're here. Did I hear your iPad buzzing here?
Yeah, it was dinging as people were adding me as friends on Facebook, I think.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So?
So I love it. I also didn't get very much sleep last night because I ended up just getting mine yesterday evening. And I couldn't stop watching. I actually do think I will consume more media than I did before. This was my justification, was that I was going to start reading more books if I got the iPad, which I was doing last night. I was downloading all the classics are free in the iBook store. And it's incredible, the experience. I know some people do it on an iPhone, and I've tried it on my iPhone, just didn't really seem to have it fit, but I've done it on this, and I love it so far.
Now, you guys, we're going to take some calls here, because you guys are, obviously savvy reviewers, but you're also in the business. Jim, you're the web editor for The Takeaway. Farhad, you review technology for Slate. Willa in Keyport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Willa.
Hi. Thank you, Brian.
What are you doing? Why'd you go get an iPad on day one?
That's a good question. I think that what it is I called in to say is that there was this Christmas Day aha moment opening my iPad in the store. So the gents that were helping me and, connecting it to iTunes and so on, they stopped themselves from taking it out of the package and let me take it out of the package. And there was just this moment of holding this little thing, and it's so thin and it's so wonderful, and that kind of was what I wanted to share.
You love your stuff. and what have you done with it so far that you couldn't do with a computer or an iPhone?
Well, I agree with your gentleman that's there. I also read the article that he mentioned about, like, what are we doing buying a brand new expensive, possibly buggy item, but it just so expands what you can do and where you can do it from. And I think the reading is very good. And yeah, updating.
Okay.
I'm updating.
You're updating your reading. Willa, thank you very much. Enjoy it. It sounds like you're loving it, Jim.
So, and that's true. I also sort of bought into the same idiocy of wanting to get something with it, even having using it. And actually, when I went to the store yesterday, I went straight up to the person. I said, I want to get an iPad. And they said, well, do you want to try it out first? And I said, oh, I suppose I should in the store. And then I did. I went and I spent some time, and I really enjoyed it. But I had read a lot about it, and I'd seen a lot of the videos and everything. I already knew I wanted one. But by the time I went back and said, okay, now I'm ready to get my 16 gig Wi-Fi model, they said, oh, I'm sorry, we're all out of them. I was like, why didn't you tell me that? So I should have just bought it without getting it. I had to end up running to another store on the Upper West Side where they weren't yet out of them. So I managed to get it.
Macaulay and Ashokan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
You're calling from your iPad, somebody told me?
I am. I'm using the Skype app to call in. I thought that would be kind of fun.
That is great. Even though it's not a phone, you can do that because you have Skype.
That's right. It works. It's actually for the iPod, but as all the iPod apps work on the iPad, I thought I would give it a try.
It's a little big. I'm imagining you holding this up to your ear and your mouth right now and what you must look like.
No. I've got the headset with the microphone built in for the iPod and the iPhone, so... It's quite comfortable.
Thanks for calling. Hey, Farhad, anything it does well that people weren't anticipating?
I think that a lot of people had worried that it might not play web videos very well because it doesn't have Flash, which is this plugin that allows you to play a lot of videos online. But in sort of anticipation for the release, a lot of websites kind of customize their sites to be able to work on the iPad. So I found that web videos, although some didn't work, I found that a lot of them were really good.
Jim just queued up
by a possible presidential candidate
our latest
making the rounds online.
Brian Lehrer web video picks.
Posted, complete with subtitles.
So he's on.
It looks pretty clear, right?
Yeah, it looks great. It really, except for that host, that ugly host. But it's playing that YouTube video very clearly.
So my biggest problem right now is I'm afraid to take it out on the subway. I took it in with me this morning, and I had to wait until I got into work to do it. And I just want more people to be able to use them on the subway, because my biggest problem is you take it out, and everybody looks at you or wants a go of it. You know?
Dan in Morris County, right. Also via Skype. Dan, are you on your iPad too?
I'm actually using Skype with my iMac because I've been taking some notes about things I might want to mention.
Okay.
And I've been taking them on the iPad because quite frankly, I think the people who've spoken so far, they have some great points, but I actually disagree with most of them.
Give me one.
Well, a couple of things. I mean, first off, not to be an Apple fanboy, which I am, but I think it would have been idiocy to buy a device like this, sight unseen, if it came, I hate to say it, from, say, Dell. But coming from Apple, to be quite honest, I thought it was a pretty good bet that it was going to be good, if not great, and I haven't found it to be buggy at all. I agree it's a great device for media consumption. Don't agree that it's just for fun, though. The fact is I've loaded only 2 games on my iPad. I've loaded a whole bunch of productivity applications. I'm using it to write some long stuff, a lot of posts for our site, Dear Diary. I actually, that's as a hobby, I'm the senior editor for the site, but in my real life, I'm actually a congregational rabbi, and I'm using it to do a whole lot of my work. And so I really think that one of the great things about this device is that depending upon your needs, it can actually adapt to them because of the applications available.
Dan, thank you. And you're not the first person I've heard say that this is actually useful for clergy. I've heard clergy and doctors, and of course we're going to see textbook apps. Jim, you're holding up a Facebook page to
no,
me.
No, that
we
was
have
actually
like 10 seconds.
The Twitter application. So, I mean, I've heard that too. People saying it's very much about consumption, but you know, there are apps that are a lot about contributing too. So, and if it's something that you will have in your hands, whereas you otherwise wouldn't, I think that will help you to contribute more.
Farhad, we have 20 seconds. Is it just a fun new toy, which is, I think, the vibe that we have here mostly? Or is it going to actually change something like, you know, certain other groundbreaking devices did?
I think it's possible. It sort of depends on the apps that come out for it, and we are seeing some that might be used in businesses and things like that. So it's certainly possible because it's a great platform and it might be used for many things. Right now, I think most people will be using it for fun, but, you know, we'll see what happens with all these great apps.
Farhad Manjoo, who writes about tech and other things for Slate, Jim Colgan, the web editor for The Takeaway. Thank you both. Everybody who's an early adopter, enjoy your iPads. And if you want to see a slideshow of Flickr pictures taken on Saturday of the lines outside area Apple stores, we have that on our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Talk to you tomorrow.